The next case on our calendar is 05-1154, Muskingum County Certified Grievance Committee versus Bruce Greenberger. Mr. Greenberger apparently is not here. Ms. Boffman.
Good morning, Justices. If it please the Court, my name is Jan Allen Boffman. I'm an attorney in Muskingum County, and I was previously appointed to the Grievance Committee there in Muskingum County. Actually, I believe that Your Honors have the case before you. You have our briefs. If I had known that Mr. Greenberger was not going to be here today, the Muskingum County Grievance Committee probably would have said we would waive our oral argument. But since I am here, I would just like to offer one statement, and then I will certainly answer any questions should you have any. Our recommendation was a 2-year suspension, and we were not opposed to up to a 1-year stay at the time that we made that recommendation, which would have been almost 1 year ago. At that time, Mr. Greenberger had, a month or two previously, finally resigned himself to what had happened, and he had stipulated to every fact in our complaint, as well as stipulated to every violation. He had also indicated that he was going to be making restitution and refund to the clients from whom he had taken retainers and not accounted for their funds or not done the work. When the panel made its decision, a recommendation, it suggested a 2-year suspension with just 6 months stayed. I believe Mr. Greenberger's main objection is just to the fact that he wants a 1-year stay as opposed to 6 months. Our grievance committee is in favor of what the panel recommended. And that would be because it has been more than 2 years since the majority of these grievances. Mr. Greenberger has refunded on one case only. He has yet to account for the largest fee, which also served as the IULTA violation, a $5,000 retainer that was taken. That particular client who had paid the $5,000 retainer, who has yet to receive any accounting, lost her will contest case, had to take it to other attorneys because Mr. Greenberger would not help her, and was able to prevail on the merits in that case for attorney fees approximately in the neighborhood of $2,400. And yet there's no accounting still for the $5,000 that was not earned.
Ms. Boffman, you said you agreed with the panel. I think you mean you agree with the board?
It sounds sorry, like yes.
Okay. Because there is a difference in their, as you know, in the recommendation. The panel recommended.
Yes, I misspoke. I apologize.
What is his status now? The report of the board indicates that he, they attributed some of his problems because he was living in Columbus and trying to practice in Zanesville and Coshocton, and then they said he moved to Cincinnati. Do you know, is he still practicing, and where does he live?
Where he is currently, I cannot answer, Your Honor. It has been almost 1 year since I have seen or spoken to Mr. Greenberger. At the time that I last saw and spoke with him, which would have been December of 2004, he was still in Cincinnati and was practicing there.
Does he maintain any office in either Coshocton or Zanesville?
No, sir. No, he has not maintained an office there since January 31st of 2003. I would also like to point out that he has alluded to the fact that a lot of the difficulties that came about with the cases for which these violations occurred came about because of the move of his office. Certainly, that would have made it difficult for him, Cincinnati to Zanesville, that's a far distance to represent clients. But I would point out that of the 6 counts, 4 of those cases were taken on by Mr. Greenberger either 6 months or at least 12 months prior to him leaving the Muskingum County area. The other 2 cases were taken on 2 or 3 months prior to him leaving the area. So it's not as though he took on the representation for Muskingum County clients after he left Muskingum County.
I wonder why in a situation like this where the attorney seems to be oblivious, maybe is a the wrong word, but doesn't seem to pay attention to the discipline process. He's not here. Nobody knows apparently where he is. Why an indefinite suspension wouldn't be more appropriate? Because under either the panel's recommendation or the board's recommendation, he gets back in the practice of law. We have no idea what he's doing, whether we should be allowing him to practice again without some review of what he's doing. I know that you didn't recommend, the grievance committee did not recommend that, but now it's sometime since, and sometimes since the board's recommendation. I'm a little concerned about giving him the right to come back into the practice without some review, which he would have under indefinite suspension.
I can certainly understand and appreciate that concern, Your Honor. And as I said, I was quite surprised that Mr. Greenberger was not here today. At the time that our recommendation was made, it was my understanding that Mr. Greenberger had practiced for 30 years, that he had enjoyed a favorable reputation, and that he had upheld a good practice up until about 2003. I did not personally have the opportunity to practice with him, but one of the other members of our investigating committee had practiced with him quite some years, and certainly we relied on his experience in practicing with Mr. Greenberger when we came at our recommendation.
Well, counsel,
but even then, we struggled with that because the conduct was egregious from
our opinion.
Counsel,
were you influenced in this, or one of the major considerations was an assurance for restitution?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And counsel, or the group swayed by the promise that and that has not come to pass. Nothing has been put before this court that, and in fact, your representations are that the lion's share of the money that was at issue here and gave rise to these grievances has not been repaid.
That's correct, Your Honor.
So the circumstances, have changed somewhat as they are presented to the court here, and I share the chief's concern here that a suspension, whether it's a six-month or a year suspension or the entire 24 months, might not be appropriate in light of this pattern.
I would agree. Actually, the total amount, as I have calculated it, would be approximately $8,779 yet to be refunded. $600 additional to that has been refunded. But certainly the lion's share has not been. And as we stand here 1 year later, and Mr. Greenberger is not here, and we still have no accounting and no refunds, no requests for a payment plan or anything of that nature, it does seem even worse today than what it was a year ago.
Were there any age or health-related issues that were raised during any of your investigation?
I do recall Mr. Greenberger talking about problems with his back or problems with his arm. There was never a time where any medical documentation was submitted to us by Mr. Greenberger. There was never any medical deposition or testimony or anything of that nature, but he did quite frequently talk about personal hardship or some medical problems, just nothing more specific than that.
Thank you.
He says he has, in his very brief brief, he says he had financial and personal hardships, as you know, that caused him to eventually relocate. I guess I really would want to know more about him before he's readmitted to the practice. I think I'd like to know more about him, but that's not for you to decide at this point.
Yeah, I would just defer to Your Honors.
Thank you, Ms. Baughman.
Thank you.
Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion. The marshal will please adjourn court.